You're listening to SBS News.
The field is set for the Lexus Melbourne Cup. Ready to run. Stand by for a start. Gates crash and they're racing in the Melbourne Cup.
It is often described as the race that stops the nation. But this year was the race that restarts the state's economy. A limited attendance of just 1,500 people attended Flemington Racecourse due to the COVID-19 pandemic, including jockeys, horse trainers, security, and operations staff. More than 80,000 people attended the event last year. Before the pandemic, the Melbourne Cup generated around $450 million annually for the city. This year's limited event marks the relaunch of Melbourne's social life, with recently eased restrictions allowing gatherings and events to take place in venues across the central business district. Travel restrictions meant an all-Australian jockey lineup. In previous years, jockeys from many backgrounds descend on Melbourne to compete. Neil Wilson, Chief Executive Officer of Victoria Racing Club, says it's sad to have no punters at Flemington, but a victory the race has been held at all.
No one here from a crowd perspective, and really feel sorry for our members particularly. This is always a very special day for them and the public, of course, who really enjoy being here and having fun and being part of what is the greatest day of racing on the calendar. It's a great achievement by the industry that we've been able to keep racing continuing right through the pandemic, and all of the protocols that are in place have worked very well, and I think we really should celebrate the fact that we've been able to keep the sport going. The participants, the people, the many thousands of people that are employed, it's been a wonderful period for the industry.
No crowds, no bookmakers, and no celebrity appearances. Victoria Racing lost millions with the ban on punters earlier this year, but Mr. Wilson says this year the race is bigger than the bottom line.
Well, I think for us, we've got a responsibility, and I think the race that stops the nation, perhaps today starts the nation. It is a day where whether you're in business or whether you're at home, you do stop, and whether you're at school, you do stop, because everyone knows at 3 o'clock on the first Tuesday that race is something that is more than a race. It's about the country, and it's something that brings us together. So given all the things that we've been through with COVID-19 and the pandemic, I think it is a day that perhaps we turn the corner and perhaps lift the spirits of the country. 90 years ago, Farlap went down the straight here during the Depression, and it was a race that just continued on. Governments of the day have said this race must continue because it's more than a horse race. It's something that galvanises the country, and no matter what's going on, and this year's a great example, continues. It's actually something that's symbolic about the country.
Bruce Keyball runs a business called The Big Group, Australia's largest privately owned catering and events company. Local venues holding Cup Day events were restricted to COVID-safe capacity limits, but would-be racegoers were just happy to be out in public after restrictions were recently eased in the state. Mr. Keyball says hospitality will play a major role in the country's economic recovery.
We're great and we're resilient in Melbourne, and whilst we've got a change, we are not going to let that stop us celebrating. Well, we wanted to lean into COVID and create a really beautiful COVID-safe environment. It's really important for hospitality to lead the way. So we've got a COVID concierge, we've got contactless check-in, we've got lily pads in beautiful gardens where people can sit and have a beautiful race day. It puts about $450 million in the Melbourne Cup into the Victorian economy. But I think what this COVID is doing is it's making us remember how important in real life events are. So I reckon, watch out, 2021 is going to be a great year for Melbourne, and we are the events capital of the year, and we'll show the world how we'll bring it back.
On the track, Twilight Payment won the race, Tiger Moth came second, and Prince of Iran came third. However, for the sixth time in 7 years, a horse died following the race. Anthony Van Dyke was euthanized after suffering a fracture in one of its main leg joints. Animal rights group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has called for an investigation into the horse's death. Activists from the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses protested outside the racecourse. A spokeswoman for the organization says the core issue is gambling.
Unfortunately, we weren't surprised. We were deeply upset, and we still are, of course, but we weren't surprised because this is this is horse racing. Horses are killed for gambling profits. One horse is killed on Australian racetracks every 3 days. The only reason we're hearing about Anthony Van Dyck today mainly is because it's the Melbourne Cup. The eyes of the world are watching today. This exists for gambling profits, and as long as people give them money, they will keep killing horses.